This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
The freshman U.S. Senator from Montana, Republican Tim Sheehy, mocked solar energy, saying it was green energy crap. Now he's being called out as a hypocrite because his own house runs on solar energy. Sheehy voted to scrap federal solar tax credits after installing solar panels and battery storage at his Bozeman home. Then he voted to end tax breaks for rooftop systems. While running for the U.S. Senate, former Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy criticized goofy, subsidized green energy crap and said after taking office last year that military readiness doesn't include green solar power generation projects. The Montana Republican installed rooftop solar and battery storage systems at his Bozeman home several years ago, according to property records, satellite imagery, and two local renewable energy industry officials. Sheehy confirmed to Politico that he has solar panels on his home and then declined to answer further questions, saying, "It's my personal home, so it's not really any of your business," he said in an interview. Sheehy's use of renewable energy led local industry officials to ask him for help, opposing legislation championed by President Donald Trump aimed at weakening subsidies for clean energy systems, including the kind on the senator's roof. Sheehy was told by workers from companies affiliated with the Montana Renewable Energy Association that removing federal subsidies for solar threatened local jobs. The Montana Renewable Energy Association couldn't persuade Sheehy, who said in a letter, "Instead of pursuing failing solar and wind energy projects, the U.S. should focus on nuclear and geothermal energy production. Nuclear and geothermal energy projects are reliable and don't depend on variable weather conditions." Sheehy, with all but five Republican members of Congress, voted to pass the $3.4 trillion tax overhaul bill called the Big Beautiful Bill. No Democrats supported the legislation. The law killed a decades-old clean energy tax credit that was first created by Republican President George W. Bush and was later expanded and extended under both Democratic and Republican administrations. At least nine congressional Republicans have solar panels on their homes, including Sheehy, marking a contrast with their party's growing disdain for clean energy. Several lawmakers said they installed the panels to lower their energy costs. Adding a battery system allows homeowners to tap solar energy when the sun or grid goes down. Among the nine Congress members who have solar themselves, just one voted against the tax overhaul that eliminated the solar subsidy, Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Republicans Massey, Senator John Curtis of Utah, and Representative Ken Calvert of California all acknowledged using the now-expired tax credit to help purchase their solar panels. The bill was signed into law in July, accelerating the phase-out of the Residential Clean Energy Tax Credit from 2034 to the end of 2025. The law also accelerated the sunset of an investment tax credit by 6 years that solar installers use to lower the cost of leasing panels in some states. That will now end after 2027. The bill's anti-solar provisions are part of Trump's broader crusade against renewables that has included clawing back $20 billion in climate-related grants, imposing new regulatory barriers for renewable energy developments, and stop work orders for nearly completed offshore wind projects. Republican Senator Tim Sheehy's rooftop solar panels were installed in 2020, during which federal tax law allowed homeowners to recoup 26% of the cost of solar and battery storage systems. Along with solar panels and a battery storage system in his own home, Sheehy also owns a stake in the carbon trading startup Cloverly that's valued at more than $50,000. The company proposes a fee on carbon from fossil fuel sources, an effort supported by environmentalists and alternative or green energy companies and users.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.